Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get up, get up, get up, it's a get up show.
Okay, hi, it's the Simon Says podcast, episode number 230.
Yeah.
Ooh, how about that? We keep hitting these landmark numbers.
Yeah, you would think.
230 and 231.
Yeah, you would think that when we get this far into it, that we'd be huge by now.
Right, right. Hi, all five of you listeners.
Love you.
I'm Charlie.
I'm Maddie.
And Sean is out this week. He's been on a little vacation. It's the time of year that we all, it's very rare that all three of us are here at the same time because we're all taking our little summer vacations and stuff. I went last week. I had a girls' trip.
Yeah.
Which wasn't the girl. It's not like a great big huge pack of women that went on a trip or anything. It was just me, my best friend Angie, and her 12-year-old daughter Elena, because they have a beach house. It's like in one of the RV resorts. It's like a, you know, the small.
Yeah.
Not on the beach or anything. It's just a nice little place.
Still, it's close enough.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's great. It's in one of those resorts that has a pool and all this kind of stuff. And let me just tell you, everybody thinks that, you know, when you go on a girls trip, it's going to be crazy and we're going to get drunk all the time.
Well, I mean, there are those girls trips where, yeah, in your 20s when it's just a
sure.
The
but
pack
when you're,
of girls.
Let's just say a few years older, it was just for me.
And with a 12-year-old.
Well, yeah, but she's cool. She's cool. She could hang with us.
She's down.
Go,
she can
go
party.
Places. Yeah. But for me, it was like 4 whole days where I did not have to worry about a dog.
Yeah.
I did not have to worry about a child, teenager. I did not have to worry about a man.
It was just you.
All I had to worry about was me. It was great.
Yeah. You know, and that is nice. It's funny because I'm getting ready to go on my baseball trip, and we haven't done it since beginning of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had, you know, a solo trip in a while. And I forgot. Like, I've been looking forward to the fact that I just have to get myself,
yeah,
you know, onto this plane and through, and it's just me, and there's no bags and no. And then the other thing that I always forget about is that the guys I'm going with are behave like grown adults. Like, I was laughing because, like, we're comparing, you know, notes about where to stay. And then my one friend, Kevin, sends out an email to everybody. He's like, hey, everybody. First of all, don't forget your passport. And then, like, second of all, here's an app you can use to get through customs faster when you get to Canada. And here's one for when you're coming back. And I'm like, oh my God, look at these grown-up tips and stuff. This is
how
so
much
nice.
Has that changed from the first time you guys all went on a baseball trip?
Oh, dude. I mean, the first time it was like we would barely get ourselves into a hotel room.
Right, and then it was probably seedy hotel room and 6 guys sharing the same one.
It's just a sea of debauchery. And now it's like, I have a feeling it's going to be, I have had some that were real touch and go, And I think this will be one of my more like, I'm going as a grown person.
Yeah, I'm going to remember
drinking
this
trip. Face off. Yeah, the entire time.
Yeah, so don't get me wrong. I mean, I love my man. I love the teenager. I love the dogs and enjoy them most of the time. But just that little break, just to only have to worry about me, was so relaxing.
Yeah, I mean, because again, the friends you're with, you know, you don't have to do everything that they do, or you don't have to do everything together. But the other thing is like you're not responsible for them. Like, they're responsible on their
right.
own.
I didn't have to be responsible for anybody else. We were on no schedule. We made no real plans.
Yeah.
It was much needed.
It's very rare you get to do that. Like, yeah, it's funny because last weekend I went camping with my wife and then her brother and his family. And so like last weekend was, first of all, it was hot. Like, camping in the summer is not ideal.
No, it's not.
Although we did invest a while back. We bought, and my wife was like, I don't know if we need that. And I was like, oh, we need it. Bought one of those little portable air conditioning units.
Yeah.
And just stick the exhaust tube out the, you know, Velcro.
The super loud ones that they put in here in the studio when our AC breaks.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, great.
But again, it works great. So yeah, it was a very reasonable temperature in the camper. But
so you have like a pop-up camper, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But then you walk outside and it's just like surface of the sun. But again, you know, that time we were going with another family. And also I was, you know, Uncle Bat. Uncle Bat was entertaining
Bat.
A 2-year-old and a 5-year-old nonstop.
Aww.
But so I'm more looking for
I enjoyed that trip. Your child vacation last week.
Yeah, yeah.
So then this time you're going to Toronto.
Yeah, we're going to Canada, going to Toronto, going to a Blue Jays game. But it's funny because we kind of laid out all the cities that we want to go to. There's certain ones that we're like, I just don't want to mess with it, like Texas, Florida, anywhere where it's going to be surface of the sun during the summer.
Yeah.
Like the real hot cities.
Have you been to Atlanta?
No.
It's okay. Well, I would say if you've been to a game in Atlanta, you can handle the other ones because Atlanta is surface of the sun.
Yeah. See, we're not messing
sweaty.
With that. But we've done, you know, the West Coast. We've done Chicago. We've done New York City.
New York City.
But we had been talking about doing an international one and doing Toronto.
Yeah.
And it just so happened, because it was the first year back for all of us doing it again post-Pandy, mm-hmm, that we wanted to try it out. So
now y'all went through a phase where you were taking wives at one point.
So there are certain cities like Kansas City or Milwaukee where the wives are like, I have no interest in that.
Yeah.
But there's other cities like Seattle, San Francisco, which are, you know, more... There are more enjoyable things, say,
yeah,
or New York City. So we call it the ladies' auxiliary. So certain cities, the ladies' auxiliary are involved. This is not one of them. So
okay, they weren't interested in Toronto?
No, not really. I also think it was just because it was our first year, kind of getting back
we're
at
like,
it.
Nah, we need our guys. We need our guys' thing back.
Men out doing men things. Barely surviving.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be interesting. Although I've already had to Google, this is how so I had to check my cell phone plan. Apparently I'm covered. Thanks, Verizon. I had to Google, what outlets do they use in Canada?
For your curling iron?
Well, I mean, just for plugging in my phone. I didn't know if it, you know, like go to Europe, you got to have a special adapter. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's going on in Canada? I don't know what Canada
is. Not in Europe. It's just up there.
I know it's just up there, but they have a different currency.
They do.
Yeah, they use different money. It's weird. They have Canadian
that's so
dollars.
So weird that they would.
They have a loonie and a toonie, apparently.
Their own money instead of ours.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be a world traveler again.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool though. I've never been to Canada, so I definitely want to check it out.
Yeah. The only thing that freaked me out was they do have a policy about if you have had any criminal activity on your record, that like they're very strict,
mm-hmm,
but apparently if it hasn't happened for more than 10 years, like you're all right. Like there's like,
good.
I mean, I might've made some mistakes in my day. So I'm just saying, like, there was a couple where I was like, is that going to be a problem? But luckily no.
When I was at the beach, I was thinking about, you know, should I stop and buy some fireworks?
Oh yeah.
Because South Carolina is allowed to have better
good
fireworks
ones
than North Carolina is. I talked myself out of it because I didn't want to spend, you know, $50, $75, $100 on things that just blow up. And B, we have a new puppy. So I was like, I don't know that it's a good idea for us to be
Yeah, I always think about, like, it's so funny. I was at Costco the other day, and they have those, like, it's so deceiving, like the big, massive box of fireworks. But then you remember, these are all legal. So it's like,
yeah,
they only do so much. But yeah. I was like, I always think about buying some, but then I'm like, yeah, I'm not, I already know my dog hates it. Like, weirdly, we don't live that close, but you can hear the fireworks when they go off at the Grasshoppers games. And oh, yeah. Even that freaks her out.
Yeah, well, our one dog, the Riley that we've had for 5 years, she's a little Westie Jack Russell mix. She doesn't like when we lived out in the country and you'd hear somebody like shooting guns.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she'd hear that and be like, and run in the house. And so I really think that anything would scare her. And then I don't want to start it with the, you know, the puppy is already kind of.
I mean, are you going to be at your lake house on the for the 4th?
Yes, we will be at the lake house. We do have on High Rock Lake, there are some people who get together with the community and they do an unofficial fireworks show.
I have friends who do that too.
Yeah, and so they go to the like the places where cities buy their fireworks, the big ones, the great big.
Yeah.
It's not, these are not bottle rockets, you know, or any whirly dirlies, swirly things. What Joe Dirt call them?
You can say anything and it's probably a firework.
Exactly. But they go and they get donations. People, you know, donate and they go and buy them. And then they can't really advertise it because then it would be official and they'd have to get special permits and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of like underground, but everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Doing it.
Yeah. My friends, actually, I don't know how much I want to say, although there's only tens of people listening. But yeah, my friends have kind of got a thing going. And it's one of those things that it kind of goes every year, but it keeps getting bigger and bigger. Like people think it's an official event.
Right. And this one's the same. This one is, they do a great job. They really do.
One of my favorite 4th of July memories is being at the, like, my friends had up there, we called it camp. So we'd go to their camp. And we would always do fireworks, and then but there would be fireworks all around the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was shooting them off, and so it was super fun.
Everywhere,
but that was the year too. There was also like the year my dad shot up some rocket off, and it went and like you compete against the people across the lake.
Oh yeah,
but it wasn't like it was super far away. Like where they were was. What do you call like a section of a lake where it's like a cul-de-sac? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's a cove.
Okay. So basically on the other side of the cove was this other camp.
Yeah.
And we were just all firing them off, but my dad angled it wrong. And so when it went off, it went right below, like behind the tree line on the other side and blew up like right there. So of course he freaked out and we all ran inside.
Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you ran and hid?
Yeah, we ran and hid. But I mean, again, it was that... was one of the better memories of the 4th of July was because we would always get to shoot them off. And then that's also where I learned that you could shoot them into the water.
Yeah. That's
especially the bottle rockets with the whistle. That was the best.
Yes. That's what my cousins used to do.
Boop.
Because like when I was real little, I had older boy cousins and my brother. Everybody was at least 4 to 6 years older than me. So I just tagged along with them and watched them do cool stuff. And they would get the bottle rockets. We'd sit down on the end of the dock and they'd get the bottle rockets and light them and shoot them straight into the water. And you do it just enough below the surface that it doesn't put it out.
Nope.
It poop, pops up. Those were so cool.
Yeah, we would. I mean, we had, and that was where I first saw some of the big ones too. Like, because we went to another friend's and they got like the real aggressive, like the mortar shells that look like where you have a tube. I mean, it's basically like out of the movies where you're dropping it into a tube, lighting it off and it shoots out. Boop. But yeah, we would do that. I remember we would always get to like, you would always think it was going to be the coolest thing ever, but it was like someone would accidentally like mix in a legal one where it would be like a tank that would just roll and sparkle. And it was like, and we would just sit there and watch it like, hey, look at you. Are you doing good? Or like, you know, there's always the one of my favorites is like the dog pooping. So it's like a dog like making a
it's a snake coming out of his
and the black snake comes
out.
Come
on, man.
Which again, look, you can dress it up all you want, but it's still a stupid snake. It's
thing. But I bought some snakes a few years ago because I was like, oh, I used to love these. And I bought some and I was like,
You know what I still buy and I still love are the poppers or whatever. The ones where the snap pops or whatever they're called.
You just like to throw them at people.
Oh my God. But it's so much like those are fun no matter what. Like,
yeah.
And then I'll get boxes of those just to throw at the kids.
I still love a good sparkler.
You know, I like the sparklers that do more than just sparkle. Like, where you know, they get the fancier ones.
Like the morning glory that shoots out of the end.
Yeah, where like, it's almost end. Like it's like a baby Roman candle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's kind of like, oh, it's a little bit better than... There was actually, you know, he's talking about sparklers. There was nothing more terrifying than giving a sparkler to my child when she was little.
I was about to say, I love how, you know, sparklers are the safe thing that we give to our little kids. It's a flaming, very hot wire. Here, three-year-old,
yeah,
play with this.
It's surface of the sun hot that doesn't go out until it's done. And then, yeah, and then you run around. They run around and shower sparks everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're great. Go light some fires.
America.
Well, that's like, too, you know, every year around the 4th is where they do the thing about, you know, firework safety, where they always take some poor child mannequin and then set it on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Which, again, I understand what they're doing. They're showing how dangerous it is. But there's something amusing to me because the way they do it, too, is that, like, they jam a sparkler in,
like into its side.
It's like it's holding it in its eye or something like that.
In its bowel.
Yeah. It's, now if you were to fall onto your lit sparkler, but yeah, it's something about that. It's the same thing as when they show about like Christmas tree safety. They're like, look what can happen. And they build like a small, you know, quaint corner of a room and then they set the Christmas tree on fire.
I'm going to say they're doing this though because it has happened.
Oh, 100%.
Like there has been someone who gave their very small child a sparkler and then walked away and the kid fell on it or...
Put it out in a bucket of gas or, you know, like...
Yeah.
Anytime there's a warning, I mean, it goes with anything. If there's ever a warning, it means that someone has done something dumb.
Yes, exactly.
So again, anytime there's a warning, but I do like the idea. Yeah, people are like, well, these are legal and these are safe. It's like, there's no such thing as anything. Nothing is safe if it's on fire.
Exactly. Nothing that you light on fire is safe.
I remember, too, like those, the jumping jack ones, where you light them and they spin and but there's no predicting where they're going to go or what they're going to do. Like, I mean, those were the wild cards of the entire day.
I don't even like lighting those. I let somebody else do those.
Yeah, well, that's the thing too. Like, I remember one time my buddy's friend lit one, or his little brother lit it off, and it shot at me and like rolled around me and took off. And I was like,
"Back up, Terry! Back up!"
Oh, Terry!
Terry! Oh. Back up, Terry!
I like that they made a backup Terry. Like that's an actual firework.
There's a firework called that. There's all kinds of patriotic shirts that say that. On it.
I want to know what happened with Terry. Did they ever do an interview with Terry? Like, was it, anyone who doesn't know, Backup Terry originates from there's these guys lighting off fireworks, and Terry is in a motorized wheelchair.
Yes.
And so they're helping him light the firework and they get it going. It's like one of those ones that's on the ground that's going to shoot straight up in the air. But Terry's motorized wheelchair doesn't go anywhere. He's just kind of stuck there. And people are kind of yelling
at him to back up so that he doesn't get hit by everyone.
And then the thing ends up basically going off right next to Terry.
Yeah.
Terry seemed to be fine. Yeah, but I want to know if Terry just was so excited he forgot to back up. But
you know, I think it's one of those. That was such an early viral video that they didn't think to go interview Terry. I think we need to find him. Where are they now?
Well, that's like they found the I Like Turtles kid.
Yeah.
Like he's all grown, which is kind of sad. It's weird when you get eight. Like you see Charlie Bit Me. When you see any of the kids.
They're not cute.
No, not anymore. No. Now,
they seem a little angry. Kind of like the Nirvana kid. They're a little angry.
I like the idea of doing an appearance later on. Like, like you go to a Comic-Con and there's like some dude who's that guy? Oh, that's the kid who said Charlie Bit Me. Or some grown dude.
I like turtles.
Yeah, I still like turtles. Old zombie boy.
I don't even like turtles anymore.
Never liked. I don't know why I said
that. Yeah, he's got to wear his poor zombie makeup.
Parody. You get that kid. You get the corn kid.
Got pet that dog.
Oh, my God. Great idea.
We could have a whole convention of just the little kids that were exploited for...
Dude,
viral videos.
It's only a matter of time before someone capitalizes on that. And like that'll be a thing. Think about it. Like at some sort of Comic-Con, there's going to be a whole section of viral video people.
And our kids missed that window. They were not as I'm not saying they're not cute, but that young, real young, they say something stupid and your camera's ready to catch it.
We weren't there yet. I've got some old video of my kids singing. And it's adorable, but it's nothing like She didn't say anything really scandalous.
I think you need to comb through all of your old videos of her and see if there's a way you can make money.
I mean, it's probably too late. All I can say is to anyone out there having kids now, find a way to
record, you know, every second.
Yeah, monetize that thing, man.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Make money off these guys.
I think it's too late for you, except your daughter is 18, so she might sue you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I've definitely missed the window. I think the only other thing I could do is still try to monetize some dogs. Oh, that was one thing from camping. Oh, dear God. So my brother-in-law and his wife just got a French bulldog boxer mix.
Mm.
I swear to God, I've never seen a dog so adorable in my life.
Is it going? Well, you don't know yet, I guess, because it's a puppy.
They think it's going to be up to about 30 pounds. Like, it's going to beef up some.
Yeah.
But
I mean, if it's going to be any taller because of the boxer in it.
I don't think so. But also, oh my God.
Also, was the boxer the boy or the girl?
I don't know.
Either way, that just.
Yeah, there are some of those.
I don't know how that mix happened.
Yeah, I don't like to think about that part.
No.
There are certain crossbreeds where you're like, you know, anytime there's a chihuahua involved, oh. Like I always feel like something bad happened.
Yeah.
If look, it's a great Dane chihuahua mix.
No. Don't even say that. Speaking of which, we just got a Great Dane puppy.
I know.
And she is 16 weeks old now. And she is the biggest bundle of long, skinny legs and flopping around. I've never heard paws sound so soft. Like, I keep calling her Padfoot from Harry Potter because she just hits paws and they're just like, ba-dum, ba-dum,
and ba-dum, she's still ba-dum. Real, like, I mean, again, it's like gangly is the best word for
she's
it.
She's very gangly and she's still learning, you know, to get down and stuff. What you don't realize is that Great Dane puppies with the great big paws have knives for hands.
Yeah.
And their little claws are so sharp. I look like a 70-year-old woman that's skin is.
Oh yeah, you
splitting.
Said that the other day. Is it? Has it? What happened? Well, like she just came at one, you. Like
so,
she was just playing.
Well, it's she gets really excited when you're trying to let her out of the crate, so she starts pawing at the gate.
Yeah.
You're trying to, you know, we're trying to teach her that she has to wait until we get the door open, but then she comes barreling out, and you don't even realize it's happened until you look down and you've got gashes on your arm and they're bleeding all over the place.
You know,
so
the littlest of ours, Gus, he gets super excited if you're going to pick him up sometimes, and he'll just start kicking. And it's the same thing. Or the fun trick. We can't teach the dog to not consistently poop in the house, but we did manage to teach it how to parkour. Did I ever tell you that one?
No.
So if you get down, we taught Gus how to parkour, but it backfired. So if he wants to get up on our bed. Our bed's super high.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get down on the ground, and he will jump up off your back onto the bed.
On your back, onto the
bed.
And
we'll do you a parkour. But the problem is that now he has learned... If you even get down, like I could be
pick something up,
looking for something. Next thing you know, same thing. I mean, he still has knives for hands too. So you'll get just claw like scratch marks all over your body.
Oh, it's like that goat yoga where you bend over and there's a goat
on your back.
Walking on your back.
No, he is straight up launching himself off of you.
I am not going to be teaching Willow how to parkour because she's going to end up being at least 100 pounds. And I think that'd be a real
bad idea. God, that always reminded me of, I had a buddy of mine in high school. He had a Rottweiler.
Yeah.
And it was big. I mean, it was like one of those 150 pounder, just hoss. First of all, it was funny. I didn't know anything about the dog. So when we showed up the house for the first time, he had a screen door and that thing comes running up. And I was like, I am not going in there. And they said, oh no, he's cool. But then we were hanging out in his living room watching TV and the dog, who ended up being obviously, you know, the sweetest dog ever, laid down. It was kind of like on me.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's like a person just like laying down on
you. Okay, buddy, just lay across my lap. They really are. It's like 150 pound. It's a person.
Yeah. It's straight up a person just kind of laid on you.
Yeah. And they don't realize how big they are.
No, they have no clue.
Open on you. Yeah. She is the cutest. Don't tell my man that I said that because I'm still being, let's say, resistant to the fact of getting a Great Dane.
Yeah.
But
well, again, it's like, I mean, we all have certain dogs that we're into, you know, and I think everybody has their own preference. Like Sean really liked, his dogs were like a certain breed.
He had like little Pekingese type Shih Tzus.
Yeah, I grew up with like Labs and Golden Retrievers and whatnot. And I never was a small dog person. I always thought that they sucked. And so my wife, before she was my wife, she was talking about how she had always had Chihuahuas, and I was like, I don't know, that's not really my jam. And then she ended up getting one, and now, of course, that's like my favorite of the dogs. Don't tell my dog.
But, right.
But you know, I think you just kind of adapt. And what you'll probably find is it'll all grow on you. Like the dogs themselves, they grow on you.
Of course. Yeah, but their personalities develop and everything else.
I mean, I still think there's certain ones that I don't ever see myself owning just because, like, I mean, I don't get poodles. I don't understand.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that I wanted a miniature horse in the house with me, but now she's there, so she will grow as she grows. They say she's the runt of the litter. I'm like, I sure hope so.
Oh, there you go.
Which only means she might be about 100 pounds.
Well, see, I mean, there's that.
Every time I look at her, she's longer and taller.
Yeah.
Every time. Like, you turn around and you come back, you're like, oh, hey.
It's funny. They grow fast. They really, it is funny now. I even look back at the pictures of when I got Gracie, the lab, and she was like the size of my thigh.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I have this picture of her lying next to me and she's this little bit, look at my little baby. And now it's like, you know, 70 pounds of weirdo in my house.
Right. Just big, floppy, lazy.
Do Great Danes, how are they on shedding?
They don't really much, I think.
That's nice.
As far
as... They have a short hair.
They have really super short hair.
The short and fine hair.
And she's brindle, so she looks like she's got tiger stripes.
Yes.
But it's like, what's crazy is it looks like, to me, it seems like her skin is actually tiger stripes. Like, it's not just her coat. It's actually her skin, too.
Oh, that's
so... I mean, I'm never going to shave her to find out for sure, but it's just crazy.
I saw a video of someone it was dog grooming, and I think it was a husky, and they were blowing out like the winter coat Mm-hmm. It was like a de-shedding one.
Yeah.
And they were wearing, it was basically like take a hairnet and they just had it on their entire head. And it was just hair. I mean, so like the entire grooming bid or stall was like full, just hair flying everywhere. And they basically were just taking like almost like a handheld leaf blower and just blasting hair off of this dog. And I'm like, no, I don't want that.
No, I will never, if I can avoid it, I will never have a super furry dog again. Even our little Jack Russell, she sheds. And that's enough because there's like dust bunnies everywhere under the furniture.
Yeah. And sadly, I can't blame, like at my house, I can't blame the dust bunnies on any of the other dogs because the two Chihuahuas don't nearly give off the amount of hair
that my dog does.
Yeah. And my wife likes to remind me all the time, like, oh, look at your dog's hair. I'm like, I know. You should do something about it. I'm like, I should. I should definitely. I probably won't, but you can keep saying that. So I saw this story and I just want to mention this. Ever since they came out with AI, this is not related to dogs, a complete change of topic. But I'm just saying, did no one watch Terminator?
Terminator, yes. The movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Where they
has no one in the world out there watched Terminator.
They come back from the future and they look like humans.
They look like humans.
They can melt.
They're AI.
Mold into
robots
it.
Have taken over the world. They kill all the humans.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, in addition to all this AI stuff that's out there, so now there's scientists growing basically living skin to put on to robots to make them look more human-like.
Living skin?
Yes.
No.
It's a mixture of human skin cells and like other stuff and 3D printed resin. So they basically are putting it on these robot faces and making the face to think that, so that'll be less alarming for us if it looks more human.
No, we need it to look like a robot.
I know.
Like the robot dog. It looks like a robot, not a dog.
If it
looked like a dog, that would make it too real. But, and we'd want to cuddle it.
But this again, everything that comes out, whether it's like stuff about AI or robots or anything else becoming more human-like, it just reminds me, I remember in Terminator when Arnold Schwarzenegger came back and he had human skin.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, it's fine. But the only way we knew that they were Terminators is if they had German Shepherds bark at it. So again, pretty soon I'm going to get a German Shepherd so I can protect myself from, I'm not being crazy.
I don't understand. So I never thought this when I was younger. You know, I used to always be like, oh, it's a movie, whatever.
Right.
Now, everything that's happening has been predicted in a movie. Everything, every idea of a movie is something that they already know about but haven't told us yet. I fully believe that nothing is fiction anymore.
Look, there's certain sci-fi stuff or whatever where you can watch and go, okay, that's fine or whatever. But there's other ones that they put out. I mean, did anyone see Contagion?
Right.
Like, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
So now we got to worry about the Terminator, and I'm going to be lost. There's no way I'm going to be able to be like survive. Like, oh God, what was her name?
Linda.
What was John Connor's mother's name? What was what's her face? Sarah Connor.
Yes, Sarah Connor.
I'm going to have
Linda, what's her face?
Yeah. Linda, what's her face? I'm going to have to get super buff. I have to stash some weapons.
Right.
And I have to learn how to.
Gonna be super mean to everybody.
Yeah. I'm going to go live in the desert and prepare for the apocalypse.
Oh, no.
It all started with this stupid robot smiling at me.
I want to think that I would be tough like that in a zombie apocalypse, in a robot apocalypse, whatever. Yeah, I'd probably last a day and a half if I'm lucky.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, look at The Walking Dead. All those people at the beginning of the show didn't really make it. So, I mean, I am not going to Rick Grimes this thing. I am definitely going to be one of the people who, I'm going to be Bob. Yeah. I'm eating my own foot.
Have a barbecue and be out.
Sorry, that was a real, real deep reference.
Okay, so while we're pondering our deaths.
On a light note, happy 4th of July, everybody!
Let's wrap this thing up. You got any final thoughts?
Nah, just stop putting human skin on robots. We don't need that.
Just stop doing all those things. I just want to keep living my life as I do. I'm kind of glad I'm on the downside, down slope.
Oh God! Good thing this is almost over for me, kids.
I don't want to live in the future.
Neat. All right, so listen, everyone be safe for your 4th of July. Back up, Terry, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye. Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.